You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
Celebrity Dirt. We start with Brett Eldridge, who I don't know if it was on his Instagram or his Twitter, put out this video or with him playing a Coldplay song. Coldplay's tough to do. Chris Martin.
I've seen many contestants on The Voice and American Idol try and fail.
Just going to play you a few seconds of this. He had the caption, music, medicine for tough times, and it's a cover of Fix You.
Life will guide you home and ignite your bones. And I will try to fix you.
I love Brett Eldridge. I love Coldplay. For me, it's not happening.
Yeah.
But
nice effort.
Happy 25th anniversary to Tim McGraw.
Welcome to the club.
Do you remember this little ditty?
Barely.
I barely remembered it, too. On this day, 25 years ago, that was the debut single and the title of his debut album, Welcome to the Club. And if you look at the album cover, it's refreshing in that Tim looks like he's well fed. He hasn't been starved.
Wasn't working out like a fiend.
Yeah, you know, he was fat and happy like the rest
of
us.
He ate some mayo on his sandwiches.
It's really good. And we end things today with a little first world problem from Oprah Winfrey.
What's she up to?
Well, she told Ellen that she recently went to her bank for the first time in not one, not two, but 29 years.
29 years.
29 years.
Well,
said she didn't know her ATM PIN number, and she was there to deposit $2 million. I just have this image of Oprah having a drawer in her kitchen that people send her checks, and she goes, well, next time I go to the bank, I'll just put this in.
Oprah doesn't have direct deposit. What's going on with that?
$2 million. So I guess Oprah couldn't fit all that in the pneumatic tube. And she had to stand in line with the great unwashed before making her $2 million deposit.
Well, it would have been great if she had pulled one of her things. Everybody gets $150,000.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
You remember Lea Michele from Glee, right?
Yes.
Great singer. Brilliant actress. She's on this new show, I think, called The Mayor. Anyway, she was on Jimmy Fallon the other night, and apparently there's a fine line between taking a souvenir and out-and-out theft.
And at one point I went to the bathroom, and I noticed that the toilet paper has the White House seal on it, and I was like, gotta take this. Gotta take it. And I just started taking the toilet paper, and I stuffed it down my pants, and I still have it to this day.
Nobody busted you?
No.
How great is that?
That might be a must-have. At least take a few squares if it's printed on each sheet.
I have heard stories about the White House, and they anticipate people taking stuff.
Yeah.
And so there's stuff with White House logos all over the place. Just like, go ahead, take it. Pens and napkins. And when you're there for a state dinner, they make sure that there's things there that you're like, okay, I can take.
Yeah, because I mean, who else is going to be able to say I have White House toilet paper?
Have you ever done that, though? Been someplace and, well, no, you haven't because you're so damn honest. You know, a little five-finger discount. Oh, they'll never miss this, but it's a souvenir for you.
I haven't been anyplace cool enough to think of taking anything. I mean, hotel soap, whatever. Yeah, everybody can have Hyatt soap. Yeehaw.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. You know what I'm talking about. You're someplace and you're like, you know, this will make a great souvenir. They're never going to miss this. And so you steal something. And that's a harsh word, I think. You take something that you know they're not going to miss. That sounds better.
They probably meant for you to take it anyway.
What have you taken as a souvenir that was never intended to be a souvenir? Is that a good way to put it?
Sure.
Yeah, I take glasses from breweries all the time.
But you're not supposed to unless you can pay for those glasses, because I've been to breweries, but you're not supposed to take them.
Well, that's why my wife carries a big pocketbook.
Wow. And some tissue paper to wrap so they don't break.
That's right.
What have you confiscated as a souvenir that, let's just say, it wasn't intended to be confiscated as a souvenir?
I have a wide assortment of ramekins.
all different sizes and different colors.
What are you doing stealing ramekins from places?
Hey, they're awesome. I mean, if you're dipping stuff and eating stuff, that way you ain't got to put it on your plate. They come in handy.
Well, of course they do. That's why the restaurant has them.
That's probably why the restaurants have switched to plastic, not to me.
What's one person's theft is another person's souvenir.
Now, I don't know if you really can or not, but I take the maple syrup bottles from Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah. Those are supposed to be yours. They'll give you as many as you ask for. My son can use like 6 of them on a stack of pancakes.
You don't think they'd reuse them if they're not open?
They'll probably just come and dump them. I doubt they check to see if they're open. If they're on the table, they'll probably just dump them.
Oh, I figured if they're unopened, they might reuse them. Well, you make me feel a lot better, so I will take guilt-free.
Well, see, that's what I'm here for.
Cracker Barrel's so pissed at you right now.
I don't know. Wouldn't you think? I have no idea.
Well, you didn't even know. You gave her the green light.
You want to know the souvenir that you took?
Yes.
My sister has a collection of cotton swabs that she's taken from doctor's offices for like 10 years.
Why? Because they're really long?
I don't know. I really don't know. But every time she goes to the doctor and they have the jar on the counter with the cotton swabs in it, she takes one.
That is really weird.
For like 10 years.
I have to say, there is nothing in a doctor's office I want to take to my home.
That's got to be a condition, like people who eat dirt or something.
What if she has tongue depressors, too?
Who steals cotton swabs from doctor's offices? That's crazy. Leah Michelle, the actress from Glee, and now she's on that new show, The Mayor, was telling a story on Jimmy Fallon, how she visited the White House and had to go to the restroom, and she noticed that each individual square on the toilet paper at the White House has the seal on there.
That's awesome.
And so she just rolled off a ton of toilet paper and stuffed it in her pants and walked out with it and has it to this day. What have you confiscated as a souvenir that was never intended to be such?
Well, it may fit the criteria, but when I was a little girl, my brothers convinced me that the tips left on tables were money left there for anyone to take.
No!
More music.
More music.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personalities.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
More than half of us wish our boss would do what at work?
More than half of us wish our boss would do what at work? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Hey, how about quit?
Quit.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it, David?
I refuse to answer that on the grounds that it might incriminate me.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either.
Yeah, my name's Gordon. I'm the smartest person in the QC. It's their boss will take a permanent vacation.
No.
I'd like to answer the smartest person.
More than half of us wish our boss would do what at work?
Not steal the limelight and take credit for your work.
Ooh,
that's a good answer.
Better employees out there. No, that's not it.
Oh, thank you.
This is not an answer that has anything to do with something the boss has done bad.
No.
Or derogatory in any way.
Hi, is it let your coworkers have PJ Day?
That would be great.
I love that. I want to have PJ Day. That rocks. No, that's not it.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Charlie, have you got an answer to the smartest person question?
No, sir. More than half of us wish our boss would do what at work?
Let you take a nap.
Ooh, PJ day, a nap?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people already do take a nap. It's just not widely
known.
A lot of corporates
will let you take a nap.
Oh, well, we were speaking of the people in our building who have corner offices.
Yeah, they're not supposed to be taking naps, but I think they do.
Smartest person in the QC?
Could it be drink on the job?
God, I love that answer. No, that's not it.
And what was that question again?
All right, more than half of us wish our boss would do what at work?
Oh, bring some hot nailed
Krispy Kreme donuts to work.
You know what, though? What the answer is something that would go really good with Krispy Kreme
yeah.
donuts.
Hey, you have your answer for the smartest person?
More than half of us wish our boss would do what at work?
Does it bring coffee?
That's it.
Yeah.
Improve the coffee quality is what we'd all like the boss to do.
Yes, we would.
Because ours is just a little bit above mud right now.
Well, here. I don't think anybody really has a grasp on how to make it.
It's rotten. Who is this?
This is Noah.
Noah, step into the spotlight and tell us what we need to hear.
Hey, this is Noah, and I'm the smartest person in QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 1037. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Duke Energy. Duke Energy is building the smarter energy future that we all deserve with energy that is affordable, reliable, and cleaner. Today and for years to come, learn more at duke-energy.com/future.
USA Today claims that Northern Michigan University is one of several colleges offering degrees in, and I'm quoting here, medicinal plant chemistry. The program includes classes geared toward the business of growing and selling the marijuana.
Oh, no.
Courses include organic chemistry, botany, gas and liquid chromatography. Is that even a word? Biostatistics, genetics, and more. Students will not be allowed to grow cannabis in class, but will learn many of the skills required to do so.
But are they going to remember anything they learned?
I was just sitting there looking at that list. Organic chemistry was one of the pre-med weed out courses at Baylor.
Did you just say weed out?
Yeah, it's probably a poor choice of words.
Hey, and there's going to be extra snack machines in
yes.
the room.
The Daily Mail claims three women from China were recently detained at an airport because their plastic surgery procedures make them unrecognizable.
Is that in a good way?
The women were returning from South Korea, where they had traveled to undergo the procedures, and upon their return, their swollen faces and bandaged heads made it nearly impossible to verify their identities. The women were held for an undetermined length of time. It is unclear whether they were allowed to return home to China or not. So I guess when your face looks like that, there's no need to ask whether or not your pants make your butt look big.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 1037.
Folks, you may have heard your mama tell you once or twice in your life that you can't please everyone all the time. Case in point, in the last several weeks, we have given away tens of thousands of dollars in cash with what I consider to be, I don't know, the easiest cash contest we've ever done?
It certainly seems to be. It's yielding a lot of winners.
If you think like we do, you may need to think a day again.
I'm here to complain that your easy money game's not that easy because it's too hard to get on.
You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.